Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting second. The shortstop, Larry Brown. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Tony Horton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dave Nelson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Suarez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sam McDowell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Sam McDowell. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Cesar Tovar. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Allison. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Ted Olander. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. And now, play ball. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a pop-up towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Suarez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is hit by the pitch. Carew moves to second. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison hits a ball on the ground towards third. Virals fields it and throws to second for the out. Carew moves to third. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Allison. The throw from Suarez and he is safe. Allison steals second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a line drive into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a fly ball into left field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on McDowell. Olander moves to second. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is called out on strikes. One out. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. There goes McDowell. The throw from Mitterwald to Cardenas, and McDowell is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Verhal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tovar fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 1 in the game. Horton hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 0 for 1 in the game. Allison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Snyder. Allison reaches second base with a double. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Allison trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhals hits a pop-up towards short. Cardenas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Nelson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Uhlander takes first base on ball 4. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Uhlander moves to second. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. Uhlander moves to third. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tovar. The throw from Suarez and he is safe. Tovar steals second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew takes first base on ball 4. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Suarez for a passed ball. Uhlander scores. Tovar moves to third. Carew moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Allison is walked intentionally. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a fly ball into center field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 0 for 1 in the game. Suarez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 1, Twins, 1. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McDowell strikes out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 0 for 2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to second. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson takes first base on ball 4. Snyder moves to third. Brown moves to second. Al Worthington now pitching. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 0 for 2 in the game. Horton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Snyder scores. Brown scores. Harrelson moves to third. It's 3-1, Indians. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardinal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardinal hits a fly ball towards right. Oliva catches it and throws to Killebrew, who relays to second to double up Horton. Harrelson tags and scores. It's 4-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 2 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Nelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Nelson. Cardenas moves to second. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenas moves to third. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ulander hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Nettles pinch hits for Al Worthington. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Miller now pitching. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Nelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Nelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Chuck Hinton pinch runs for Dave Nelson. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Suarez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McDowell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Allison. McDowell reaches second base with a double. Suarez moves to third. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder is walked intentionally. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Vern Fuller now playing second base. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 3 in the game. Tovar hits a line drive towards short. Brown reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew strikes out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Mitterwald juggles the ball. That's an error on Mitterwald. Tony Horton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Horton hits a fly ball into center field. Ulander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison hits a pop-up towards short. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Oliva hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-3 in the game. Cardenas strikes out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fuller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Twins 1. The Indians will come to bat. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals is 0-for-3 in the game. Virals hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vern Fuller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Virals moves to second. Ken Suarez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suarez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Suarez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virals scores. Fuller moves to second. It's 5-1, Indians. Jerry Kreider now pitching. Sam McDowell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McDowell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. McDowell bunts towards the mound. Kreider fields it and throws to first for the out. Fuller moves to third. Suarez moves to second. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Snyder is walked intentionally. Larry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Allison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fuller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Indians. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Harrelson hits a pop-up towards third. Tovar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fuller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Renick pinch hits for Jerry Kreider. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-4 in the game. Tovar hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brown misplays the ball. That's an error on Brown. Renick moves to second. Frank Quilici pinch runs for Rod Carew. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Killebrew hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-4, Indians. Bob Allison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allison is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Allison strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.